This is another original OFM podcast.
So, OFM, the sound of your life, the script with rain. Good morning and welcome to your weekend breakfast with myself, Peter Venter. It's 12 minutes past 8. Now, I have just met a real-life hero. Now, he's with me. His name is Duncan Bokwa. Duncan, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. I don't know. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. All right, so let's just give some background on what's going on. Now, on OFM, The Sound of Your Life, on Facebook, there's a video right now that you can go and have a look at of this hero that's sitting next to me where he saves three children from attacking bees. So let's just go back a few minutes or a few seconds. Where were you when you actually saw what happened?
When I saw what happened on those kids, or because we were in a store, like we were just like normally pouring petrol, and then what happened is we saw bees. So
did you hear them or did you see them?
No, we saw them.
Oh,
like,
okay.
But it wasn't like a bunch. It was just few bees, and then we thought that case some is nothing. But as the time goes by, then we saw like they gather around like
crazy.
Too many now. Yeah. So what we do is we rush into the store and then closed in. And there are some people that went with us to inside the store. So we locked. Then, yeah, there are people who are coming to come pour petrol. And then we are warning them to via the windows, like to move because there are bees all over.
Yeah, try to get away because that guy just stopped there. He wasn't aware of the bees.
Yeah.
This father, and he had three kids in the car.
Yeah. So there are some who saw the us warning. They saw the bees and then they left. There are some who didn't realize it. But as soon as they opened the windows and bee came over, they left their cars, and then others left, like ran off. Yeah, so for that incident, the car came by. So we warned the guy to leave. So he wasn't aware. So he was like, nah, I'm just going to pump the wheels.
He climbed out of the car not knowing anything.
Yeah,
you can see it on the video.
Because we were trying to warn him on the via the window, like, to walk away or close himself inside.
Mm.
So what happened is after he came out, then he saw the bees. Then the bees were all over his head. Then he ran off. Then he thought maybe it's maybe a few bees for that moment. Then he ran off. Then that's when he saw, realizing like
this
they
is
are all
serious.
Over. Yeah, because everywhere he runs, there are bees. Mm. Yeah, that's when he took off. So, and in the store, like they were panicking. Like, there's a kid singing, and the windows are open. Then I don't know. It just happened that I just jumped in and then went.
Fantastic. So the father didn't realize, well, he probably realized that there were kids in the car.
It wasn't the father.
Oh, was it not the father?
Yeah, he's like a transporter guy.
Oh, okay. All right. So the kids were left in the car, and the bees were able to get into the car because the windows were open.
The windows were open, but, like, I rashly went in, so they didn't hurt them.
And you yourself, I can see it on the video, you were in distress because you were getting stung as well.
Yeah, because even in the stores, there are some that went in, so we were trying to killing them inside the store.
Goodness me. We're going to have a chat further now, but I want the listeners to actually ask you questions.
Okay.
How's that? Good.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so what you need to do is go to OFM, The Sound of Your Life on Facebook now, and underneath that video, under comments, you can ask Duncan questions, or you can just mention comments, and there are quite a few already, and I'm going to read them to you now.
Okay.
All right, we're going to listen to some music first, but you as a listener, you're more than welcome. Go to Facebook, OFM, The Sound of Your Life, and ask Duncan any questions, or just say to him, buddy, well done. You're listening to OFM, The Sound of Your Life. Good morning. Feeling good on a Saturday morning. Your weekend breakfast on OFM. Daya, sit still and look pretty. That's what Duncan doing right now. Just sitting there looking pretty for everyone because he's a hero.
Yeah.
Well done, my man.
Thank you.
So Duncan Bokwa with me in the studio. He's the hero that saved the kids from that bee attack. And you can see that video right now on OFM, The Sound of Your Life on Facebook. All right, so I promised you we were going to go to Facebook And we're going to look at all the questions that the listeners are asking you,
okay,
and also some comments. It's updating very quickly, so I hope it's radio-friendly, whatever I'm going to read. But yeah, I'm going to try anyway. Hey?
Okay.
All right. Edna Koch, well done, Duncan. Fella Liu Goodman, wow, wonderful, Duncan. Saving kids, that's not yours. Kids you hardly know, that's great. We need more people like you. May God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bobby Hector, give that man a bells. Well done, Duncan. And then Rihintomola, I'm truly proud of Bax. Is that your other name?
Bax, yeah.
Bax.
Yeah, that's what it
is. All right, so they know you, hey? You deserve so much more, you selfless... for your selfless act. There we go.
Okay,
and then there's a video saying, who's awesome? You are awesome. Nadine Poole, we need more people like you, Duncan.
Okay.
Hendrin Johnston, the Lange, well done. Man on board, give him a bonus salary. I hope your boss is listening, hey?
Yeah. Pretty much, sure. Good, like the whole,
yeah,
the whole stuff is awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so I'm sure what's going to happen. That was awesome. Tembeka Makeba, I'm proud of the guy. Erika Sibarachen, heroes still exist. I'm sitting next to one, I know.
Yep.
Celia Harms, thank you for helping those kids, sir. What a champ. Tell me quickly, when you got those kids out of the car, you took them into the store.
Yep.
What happened? Were they all right? Were they
stunned? They were fine. There were some bees on them, but likely they didn't hurt them. Nothing happened. It's just me get like few on like they sting me like on my head like 5 times.
All right.
Yeah. So
you're not allergic to bees, luckily, hey?
No, I don't have any allergic at all.
All right. And the kids, did they realize what was happening? Did they?
No, they realized actually when they were in store, except the first one that I pulled out. Because he experienced the same if you check the video.
That's fantastic. Another one, Matsoko Stan Molonyane. I'm listening to you on air and just watched the video. You are a real, real hero, bro. This one says.
Thank you.
All right, so many messages. We're not going to get to them all.
Yeah.
I just want to say to you, this was absolutely awesome. And you as listener, if you haven't seen that video, you need to go to OFM, The Sound of Your Life on Facebook right now. I think you're going to spend some more time with me. I'm inviting you for a coffee after this anyway. So spend some more time. We'll say goodbye in a few minutes. You're listening to OFM, The Sound of Your Life. Good morning. This is Jonito du Plessis. Vandaag my laatste dag is Duncan, the hero. Local talent Majozi with Somebody. Now Somebody, I've got him next to me. He's a hero. It's Duncan Bakwa. If you haven't seen that video, go to Facebook now, OFM, The Sound of Your Life. Well, he saved 3 kids from attacking bees. Love chatting to this absolute hero. Going through all the messages on Facebook, I told you, you're more than welcome to let me know what you need to ask him, if you've got anything to say to him. Let's have a look at Yvonne Bienecke. This is just amazing. There are still awesome people like you who care for other people. Let's carry on. I don't know which ones we haven't read yet. Nulet Groenewald, just watch the video and all I can say, you, sir, are a true hero.
Thank you.
Well done. I hope your employer realizes what a gem they have working for them. Be blessed.
Thank you.
And then
Thank you so much.
I haven't told you about this one, but Honey Wright, I think this is your employer.
Yeah.
Sent in this message, just came in. We as NGEN Heidedal just want to say what you did was really, really brave. We are very proud of you, Duncan. Stay the wonderful person you are. Is that your boss?
Thank you so much. Yeah, he's my boss. He's my manager.
Oh, he's your manager.
Yeah, he's my manager.
Fantastic. So they gave you off this weekend, I'm sure, hey?
Yeah, I'm off. It was like that.
Man, I sorted you out this weekend. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Listen, Duncan, you are an absolute hero. Thank you for joining us here at OFM.
Thank you so much,
man. You've been doing well, and we've just had a look at some of the Facebook pages. There's one Facebook page which has almost 400,000 views of your video, and we on OFM just continue that. And good luck, Hopefully we'll see you again soon. And thank you. Thanks for saving those kids. You were awesome. So go and have a look at that video right now. And you told me you would like to say hi to somebody.
Yeah, I would like to say hi. To send a shout out first from God, Jesus. Yeah, because he's been blessing me, doing everything. Mm-hmm. And my mom, Nosmanga. And then my family and the engine staff, headed out staff. All of them, I like to send a shout out because it's also they play their role too. Yeah, and everybody who just wish me luck and my friends, and that's it.
Awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Hey, just one last one. Rita van Straten, you can be proud of yourself. Your parents raised you well. It's a true leader that think of others first. Great selfless act. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Duncan, thank you for being with us right here on the Weekend Breakfast on OFM.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.